If something is not here, like it's off in the distance, you would say
it's away.
Okay, or it's, you say something like it's over there or over yonder.
Mm-hmm. You can say it's over there, out there.
If an orchard belongs to a man, and you see him, you would say he is the man.
Who owns the orchard?
Okay. And if a boy has a father that's rich, you'd say he's a boy.
Has a rich father?
Okay. Before I'd asked you about, you know, the seeds, this is peaches. What would you call the same thing for a cherry?
Pit.
And what about for an apple?
Well, I always call them seeds. I think they call them pips.
Did you ever call it an apple core?
Well, the core is not the seed. The core is the whole center of the apple.
I don't think so.
Could you explain, like, the difference between, like, clean peaches and freestone peaches?
What? Clean peaches. You have to cut off the seed, and the freestones, the other kind, the seed just pops out. They're not tight on the seed.
Did you ever hear any other names for clean peaches?
I don't think so. I always call them clean peaches.
What about anything like hard peach? Okay. And what about freestone peaches?
Nope, I never heard anything but freestone for them.
Did you ever grow any nuts?
Well, we had one big pecan tree in our backyard up in Georgia. And that's the only nuts we ever had. I ever had.
Oh, I think that's good. They make use of them.
What about the kind of nuts that you usually find in stores that you roast?
Almonds? Chestnuts?
The little ones?
Peanuts?
Did you ever hear recall anything else?
Goobers.
Was that a term that you use much?
No, I think that's sort of just a funny term, but they may use it up in the where they grow. Mm-hmm. What they call them, goober peas or something like that.
Yeah, I heard they call that. What is the hard covering of a walnut?
Shell.
If you've just eaten something of everything, you'd say that it's all, it's
finished. All gone.
Did you have other names for tomatoes, or did you distinguish between the sizes or the uses you made of them?
Tomatoes of tomato, there is a small one
I can
use sometimes, little tiny ones.
What do you call
there's
those?
A beefsteak tomato that's bigger than the regular tomato.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the little ones?
I can't think now what they call them.
See, did you hear them called cherry tomatoes or Tommy tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes. I guess it's a boot. I don't think when we first had them, we called them anything but just little tomatoes. They were just like little wild tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And then I learned they were called cherry tomatoes.